gather round. It's Mecha Podcast 2000.
Hey there, hi there, welcome to the motherfucking show. This is Mega Podcast 2K, the hottest podcast in Atlanta, Georgia. You know the fucking vibes. You know where you're at right now. Dana, how you doing?
I am wonderful. Everything is Gucci.
Everything's Gucci. It's been a beautiful week. We're recording on Wednesday, so you're going to get this tomorrow. We're turning it over one day. We're moving fast. We're going to be hella topical because we have that much or that little time between. I don't know what I'm saying, but fuck it. We're here. We're clear mentally. Get over it. How was your week? Anything crazy happen? You do anything wild out in the streets, Dana?
Nothing wild in the streets. Kept it pretty copacetic.
Oh, he didn't have the headphones on. You didn't get to hear my... my awesome reverb.
I could hear it. Headphones. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. My bad.
Yep. We're on with auto-tune.
You
very
got it?
Early.
You heard that?
Yep.
Hell yeah, brother.
How was your weekend?
Oh, man.
Well, anyways, let me tell you about mine. You know, it was...
I've been wilding out. You know, I'm back out in the streets, living my best life, making bad decisions. You know, bad decision gang, BDG.
Is that really a thing?
No, okay. It is now.
I was like, all right.
Bad decision gang.
Make sure you hashtag that on the gram.
I went out to an after hours club. I think it's called Passion. I don't fucking know. It was through Alley Cat Music. Follow them on Instagram, and you can go into their little... they do pop-ups everywhere. But they had this DJ spinning vinyl house music. He was spinning house music on vinyl. Like, you could even hear, like, the record would skip every once in a while.
That's pretty cool, though.
It was real tight.
He's keeping it real.
He was like an old head.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of fun. Stayed out way too late. I walked home from West Midtown to here. That's far.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 2 hours. Then I just have been just doing too much. I'm back playing soccer again, though. I'm back outside. I'm still schooling 18-year-olds.
Mm.
Still got it.
Nice.
I mean, I'm a little younger than Messi and Ronaldo, you know? I'm still technically prime time if you count Karim Benzema in there, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's about it. Nothing too crazy. I did one thing I noticed for all you single guys out there. If you want to, I was on the Beltline. If you want a girlfriend, go do, I think it's called Agro Yoga. Are you familiar with that?
No.
It's like yoga where the guy lays on his back and just like holds the girl up with his feet and arms.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just have like a beautiful woman just like using your body to do yoga poses in air. And I pass by a lot of schlubby men. I know what y'all are doing. I know why y'all are really out there. And it looks like it works. It's like tango, but easier. I don't know. Just a hot tip. But anyway, we're gonna get right into this bitch. Shoo! So, I believe it was in like the same day. There goes my cell phone.
Damn, bro. You got a case on that?
I finally got a case on the phone.
Because that was done right there if it wasn't for the case.
I was free balling it for a while.
Yeah, your boy over here free.
Fucked up.
He listened to me.
I like a little screen crack, though. It adds character. But a Capital Music Group had announced that it had signed its first AI rapper, FN Mecha. And about 2 days later, they announced that they had cut him from the roster, released him from the contract. Because apparently, FN Mecha, this AI rapper, was controversial. Groups, I think it's called Digital Blackout or Music Industry Blackout is some kind of, what's the word? What do you call these protesters? Not activists.
Mm-hmm.
These activists were mad because they were calling this guy digital blackface.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also depictions of him getting arrested and like being in jail and stuff, and they just think it's problematic. Let me play you a little. Let me see what you think about this real quick.
Yo, bro, I just got a DM. You won't believe what it says. This ain't gonna kill me.
Moonwalking with a shotty in the lot. Moonwalking with a shotty in the lot. Feel like Hank Hill when I raise the bottom. I don't see no niggas like we playing hockey. Moonwalking with a shotty in the lot. Moonwalking with a shotty in the lot.
You fucking with this?
Nope.
Feel like church, not at all.
Not at all.
Fuck your idol. I looked up to John God.
He kind of reminds me of Tekashi a little Tekashi 6ix9ine in there.
Which is horrible.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The music, like the chords, the beats, and the lyrics are AI generated.
Mm-hmm.
But the rapper is actually a black guy.
Mm-hmm.
He just like does, you know, whatever they say, I guess, you know, right. Whatever. Let me see. And so the founder, his name is Anthony Martini. Great name. He said, think about the biggest stars in the world. How many of them are just vessels for commercial endeavors? You know, mm-hmm. Think about like Selena Gomez, you know, she don't write her music. Even Beyonce, I think, you know, to an extent is not like writing her music. You know, she has a million writers, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it is kind of like, what's the difference, you know? So how do you feel about this?
I don't know, but I got a lot of insight from this vulture.com. I'm not going to pronounce the person's name who wrote the article. I'll turn it around and maybe give you a shot at it, but I'm not. So
it's Monty Tail.
Yeah. Well, vulture.com. So like on Twitter, like you said, a lot of backlash about this dude. So some dude even, so the signing that he was signed to Capitol, but the backlash after signing to Capitol, Twitter was going crazy. One popular tweet was like, Mecca represents a complete bastardization and colonization of whitewashing of hip hop and total control of black music altogether. Soon after, people began unearthing old posts from the account, including the one he depicted Mecca being hit by police officers while wearing an orange jumpsuit. It's like they're bashing this dude. So like even before this dude was even popping, you know what I mean? So he was having like sketch things about this guy anyway. So The thing that you're talking about that got popped off was the backlash online after insensitive Instagram posts of 2009 mocking the police brutality resurfaced online. So that's what I think that Twitter guy was talking about, which was
he has 10 million TikTok followers.
Yes. It's like, well, he's a self-described robot rapper not accepted by this world. His TikTok shows off Louis Vuitton, Rolls Royce cars, gold Pokemon cards, chains, also digital. hold on. According to the Mecca Creator Factory, new co-founder Anthony Martini and Brandon Lee, a human performs the vocals for Mecca. The voice often begins Kylie the Hooligan?
Is that the vocalist?
Yeah, Kyle the Hooligan. That's the vocalist, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. As revealed by genius Jaquan Morrill.
Jaquan.
The AI also collaborates with other AIs and co-writers, too. Yeah. So.
Well, how does it make you feel, though? Are you riding with this?
No, I'm not riding with it.
But it's the future.
Oh, well.
I mean, I listen to Yame online. Yame. And she's like a little, it's a guy who does it. I think his name's like Dika.
Mm-hmm.
He produces and he types in what she says. But she's like a little Japanese character and he's white, you know? I just think that there's going to be a flood of this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, trying to stop one of these is like a joke. You know what I mean?
So says, or also from the circles, on August 12th, Capitol Records announced it had signed its first virtual artist. This is like pre-whatever, signing the Capitol and the backlash. Citing him as the number one virtual being on TikTok with over 10 million followers. He debuted his first single with the company Florida Water featuring Gunna.
Uh-huh.
Did you let you know that one?
Uh-huh.
Who was incarcerated during this release. And Fortnite player Click.
Whoever that is.
That same day. After announcements, people online began criticizing the label's decision to invest money in a virtual artist instead of black musicians.
But the singer is a black musician, though, the performer. So we lost that guy a job.
Well, you know what I mean.
We lost. I think they're thinking about
people like music, Soul Child or somebody, like someone that's got a little bit more creativity, a little soul.
But kind of what I was saying about Tim Dillon and podcasters last year. Okay, mm-hmm. maybe he lost a deal, but he still got 10 million followers on TikTok. So it's mm-hmm. like we're in a democracy now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, I want to know how old are these people who are complaining about mm-hmm. it? And, you know, do they even matter? You know, okay, do you need a deal? You know, you got 10 million followers on TikTok. All you have to do is sell like cheap gold chains or something like as a sponsor, like Jackson or whatever it's called. And you're good.
Yeah, it's called like Capitol. They're getting it. But so all the criticism from Capitol Records escalated on August 23rd. When the activist group Industry Blackout wrote an open letter to the company calling the artificial rapper a direct insult to the black community for its, I'm looking at the little Instagram posts of him getting beat up in an orange jumpsuit by a cop. It's kind of like, I mean, I don't know. I'm wondering if Odd Future did this when he came out, would it be the same thing?
Well, they're black though.
That's what I'm saying. But you know, like on a different, these are AIs, but. You know, remember the Odd Future one where he's running in all black and like, you know what I mean? Like that was controversial. Like I didn't see nothing wrong with the video,
but a lot of people did. At the Grammys it's different because you can see, you know who Kendrick Lamar is. Mm-hmm. You know, you could see that he's a black guy and that he's very involved in his music. You know, so it's like. Artistic expression, and you know that he comes from a life where he deals with that.
So, all right. So after the Blackout wrote that open letter, they demanded a formal apology and that the partnership be terminated. 2 hours later, they cut ties with your boy.
Yeah, no.
Yo, 2 hours after the open letter.
That's what I'm saying. Or no, it was like the day that he, or it was like 2 days later, he gets signed and then gets released.
Yeah, they cut your boy too. It says Joe, I guess, whoever the Quazorli, whatever of New York Times shared on Twitter that the record label severed ties with Mecca after the backlash.
Oh, wait, what's his name? Joe what?
This is the guy from, he's a legend. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I listen to Pop, he's always on Popcast.
Yeah, bro. So I think he did it to him. Hold on, I wish we had the fucking DJ Khaled. You play yourself. God, that's a perfect right now for this one.
I don't think so.
Like, yeah, you
10
did.
10 million
nah, he
followers.
Played himself. He played. I mean, he can probably bounce back. This is social media revolution, like you said, of today. But
and they already got another guy on deck. His name's Lil Bitcoin.
I mean, you know how this game works. But all I'm saying is that he kind of did himself in.
Because here's the thing. All you have to do now, this black man lost his job. Black man loses his job. Get another artist in there. Run a bunch of other music through your AI like interface or whatever, and then it's over. You already got a new fucking on to the next one, and you could do that over and over and over.
Was the Instagram post supposed to be inspirational? Was it supposed to be art? Was it supposed to be what was it supposed to be? What was it supposed to be depicting?
The future. At some point in the future, you know, put on your little tinfoil hats, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have movies with like fucking Jack Nicholson, Chinatown era, acting alongside, I don't know, Clark Gable and fucking Mickey Rooney. And they're all going to be like, you know, 25, and it's going to look real as fuck. I'm talking like 30 years from now. And you could even insert yourself in the movie if you have a fucking, you know, AirPod, you know, whatever, VR set. I don't know. But, like, it's going to be Ready Player One. This is the beginning.
I don't know.
Chill out, okay, bro. Another galaxy brain take. 20 years, next girlfriend's going to be artificially
intelligent.
You're
on some multi-universe type shit right now, bro. They ain't ready for all this. Chill out.
I told them, put on the hats.
Relax.
Put on the hats. But then, okay, but, like, you could also, though, go back to Gorillaz. Mm-hmm. You know, like, that's kind of what started this, you know, mm-hmm. like. And then, do you remember there was a movie with Al Pacino called Simone?
Mm-hmm.
Came out in 2002. They create an artificial intelligent singer, pop star. She gets huge, but she's not real. Except for the audience doesn't know she's real.
What a hologram Tupac performance at Coachella.
Hologram Tupac. Let's go.
I was better. Why I wish I could have seen that now. That would have been fire. Canceled, like, if they do things like that, that'd be fire. Give us more holograms where they like live performance and you're like, yo, that looks like they're really them. That'd be better.
That would be better.
You know, did you see that? There's
but
like,
what about hologram Michael Jackson?
That would be.
That'd but that's be problematic.
I'd pay for that.
That's problematic.
That's money. It's a business.
Oh, well, there we go. Does that not...
but this virtual shit right here, I don't know about this. This is like...
It's the future.
Ludicrous. That's not the future.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. It's not the future.
You're going to see.
Nah. I will see. And I'll be right.
In 10 years, you're going to be... Your whole playlist is going to be artificially intelligent. None of them are going to be real.
Whatever. I don't believe you.
Moving on, speaking of artificial intelligence, we have She-Hulk, artificial creature running across the screen. How did you feel about the opener?
What do you want to know? I thought that it was fire. I mean,
I thought it was good.
It's just like, I was trying to find things to pick at it and be like, oh, let me find something, but I didn't find it. At the end, I just couldn't find anything. There wasn't anything where I was like, oh, look at this. This was horrible. The only one tidbit I could find. They should have gave us a flashback. You know what I'm going to say. Of when?
I don't know. What, when you see the original Hulk?
No. Of the Tony Starks in the bar scene. When they're like, yeah, Tony helped me build this bar.
Oh,
now that would have been some fire.
Robert
that
could have afforded
that. Just imagine if they could have slipped that in there real quick. Just a little flashback, right? How he was like, yeah, usually he was always talking about Steve, but and drinking. But that would have been a cool scene if they could have been like, or if they go back, who knows? Maybe they will go back to that.
Yeah.
But I don't think they could afford him. That's probably why they didn't do it. But that would have been tight though, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because like, when did that happen? When did they build that? When do you think in between the whole Avengers did they have time to build that bar?
It's when I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. They left that there.
He was smart Hulk at that point.
Obviously, because he put the little. So Tony was going to take it back. Remember,
it would have to be after Infinity War.
So that's after he spent time after he came back from space.
It was in between the blip. Yeah, the three or four years.
He spent 2 years in space as the big Hulk. That's after that, right? That's
what I'm thinking. Yeah. Because then after Ragnarok is Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
And then after Infinity War is when he becomes... Because Infinity War, remember, he couldn't be even Hulk. He had to wear the Hulkbuster.
Yeah.
So I think it's after the blip.
Okay.
That's when he figures out how to be smart Hulk.
Remember? I'll roll with you on that one.
That's like off screen.
That was the only thing. That was it. Yeah. That was it.
Yeah, but how good is the main actress, though?
She's good.
Yeah. She's very charismatic and likable. Yep. She's cute, too.
Mm-hmm.
She was great. I mean, the CGI is kind of wonky-ish at times, but I kind of didn't care.
I can see what people were saying, like, they could have been more money and made her look like Bruce Banner more, like, you know, the effect. But I'm like, yeah, but then it takes away from, like, her originality as a She-Hulk. I don't really want her looking like him, essentially, like.
And it's kind of funny, the idea is, like, you know, women are, like, more in tune with their emotions, so she's able to kind of control immediately, and it took him, like, 15 years.
The multi-year process.
Yeah. He just rips out that part of the syllabus.
Yeah.
And I'm just cool with it being like she's becomes like a turbo lawyer.
But at the same time, he establishes that he's the Hulk too. I love that too. She's like certain parts where she's like, yeah, he's like, throw the rock, and he throws the rock, and then he's like, okay. Throws that bitch out of space.
Yeah.
It's like, just to show you. He's like, no, just to show you.
Well, she one-ups him on the clap though, too. Remember?
Yeah, but he did, but the he whole, was, but to take this in punches. Perspective, he wasn't even Hulk.
Yeah.
He was middle, smart Hulk, whatever. He wasn't even big Hulk.
But that's kind of what she is, you know? She's kind of like that, too.
But he has another stage he can go to.
Yeah.
She can't.
This isn't even my final form.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he wasn't even final form, and he was like, you know.
No, but I fuck with it. You know what? So it drops on, we're filming, we're recording right now, but.
Drops today.
No, it drops tomorrow.
Oh, they do? I thought they were doing them on Wednesdays.
This is the first Disney show that they drop on Thursday.
Yeah, that's weird.
Which totally fucks up our shit. But we're going to try to do this thing because there's new shit out, but I don't want us to weekly talk about it. Mm-hmm. Maybe briefly, but I don't want to just every week have to mention She-Hulk. We did that with Atlanta. I say we just let it run. You know,
like we do the opener. We're doing with Loot.
And we could do something real quick, too, like on these types of things. Mm-hmm. If we don't like it, we can next it.
We'll next it. Do you want to know the ratings?
I would guess. What are you looking at?
She-Hulk. Well, I have all three. I think we roll with, personally, IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes.
But Rotten Tomatoes, 83%.
94.
Woo!
Smoking.
That's good.
But IMDb's hating on it, 5.3. That's the one you say that's a serious. That's the one you take to the book.
That's low.
I think that's the one that the Mega Podcast is. If you listen to us, we'll probably give you that's the more up to date.
That's some haters on there, apparently.
I guess so. But, well, Rotten Tomatoes love it, though, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to swipe it yet, but I'm definitely tuning in and I'm excited.
I'm here for it.
Because at a certain point, I was kind of just over it, mm-hmm. you know, over
well, because you pre-called it and that you weren't even going to watch it.
Yeah.
I wish we had to go back and play that shit. Because he was like, not me. Gotta watch it. Nope.
Couldn't be me.
Couldn't be.
Yeah. You know, things change.
Yeah, people change.
Things change, people change.
Yes, it's okay.
And speaking of people changing, Netflix has like this sports series they're doing. What is it called? Untold?
Yeah, Untold documentary.
Manti Te'o, the Notre Dame legend who ended up becoming a telltale, what is it called?
The Untold, the girlfriend who didn't exist.
He became a cautionary tale. On why you need to FaceTime
anybody. You need to confirm.
And don't be asking for no Hakka sign while they're riding a surfboard, wearing a whatever.
Actual FaceTime. Because everybody has a phone right now and they has FaceTime.
Wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Actually, you don't even got to have cell phone service. You just got to have Facebook connected to your phone and you can dial FaceTime, bro. Stop playing.
This documentary, y'all, is two parts, and I love the way it's set up. The two parts,
mm-hmm.
each part you could probably watch individually.
It's roughly 2 hours in total.
And I feel like if you watch the second part first, it would give you, you'd have a different opinion maybe on the first part. Because the part one is like the build up, you know, it's the relationship and it's him all the way up until like, you know, the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second part is the aftermath.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that I want to say, a hot take on all this. One thing that could, and I believe it has to do with college football. And the fucked up way college football exists. Or its ranking system. If Notre Dame was in a real conference.
They're not.
They would have not even gone to the national championship that year. They beat like Michigan, who's fallen from grace, and Michigan State.
But they have to run the table every year.
But they have a cupcake ass schedule.
Mm-hmm.
They're not in a conference. You end up seeing what happened to them with Alabama, just fucking rolling them. And you see the guys in the crowd crying. Oh, you really thought you were going to beat Alabama? You destroyed them.
I remember that game.
So I blame Notre Dame for not being in a conference. If they're in a conference, they would have probably been number 20. They would have been in the Arizona fucking Salsa Bowl. And they would have fucking, no one would have cared about this guy.
42-14.
Yeah, he wouldn't even been in the Heisman running. And because he was in this fucking bullshit, you know, fake schedule ass shit, that's why people cared, you know? But I guarantee fuck shit like this happens every year. But it happens to nobodies, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It just, the timing was perfect for this to happen to, like, the rising star. But you saw his NFL career.
Yeah.
And he tried to say it was his anxiety. No, bro.
Yeah.
You rode the bench for the Saints. I remember
And then he went to the, well, San Diego.
He was San Diego first.
And then he rolled the pine at San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jesus. So he ends up getting in a relationship with Lene.
Yeah, Lene Kanua or something like that.
Lene was kind of a baddie. I don't blame him.
Which was actually Diane or someone else.
Like O'Leary
or something like that, yeah.
And they, God, this, do you truly believe he was that naive?
It's hard for me not to, because how strict his dad was.
Like, and he's a Mormon.
Yeah. And so for me, he came from like a really like tight-knit family, not religion, strict.
Yeah.
Someone like that going to Notre Dame, like, you know, it's just you, even that you depict in personality, like, you know what I mean? The whole thing about him going to SC and then randomly going to Notre Dame, like that whole thing, like,
because
just
one random guy told
but
him. When,
but people that are in faith go off things like that. Yeah. So I'm a religious person, so I see everybody, you hear testimonies like, I heard this and that, know, so it's not out of the norms for me to hear something like that personally. So, and at the time, he's right. Yo, catfishing was not prominent at that time. But when this happened, the show came out, MTV. He was gullible. He was very gullible. He looked gullible. Even with the young pictures of him in school, he just...
Yeah. Well, I wonder what his grades were like.
Yeah, they never talked about
his grades. They didn't talk about the grades.
They never talked about
his
grades.
He might be dumb.
But his personality, even in the documentary... Usually you can tell, like, someone's person, like Ronea, you can tell his person was kind of deceitful and was, like, had underlining,
well,
you know.
Yeah, Ronea.
Ronea, but
yeah.
The whole time Manteo was talking, he really was genuine, like.
Oh, I believe
it. Just, he was just so genuine. Like, I couldn't find
word. You start crying and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, he really looked like he got played. Hard, especially when the Heisman part up and he was compromised. Like, I understand him. Like, what was I gonna say?
Yeah,
like, I just got played by a girl and they're gonna ask me, should I say that on live TV? I wouldn't have said that. No,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'd have been like, I'd have lied and said something else, you know, but I'm just saying, I don't.
And then with the homophobia and all that other stuff, too,
like, yeah,
because it ended up not being a girl,
right.
Or kind of a girl, if you count the trans.
He got played hard.
But, okay, so that's Monteteo. But on the other end, there's another person. It's Renaya, who is the catfisher.
Right.
And I think what happens with most catfishes, and she says this, is that they end at a certain point.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, because she ended a few of them. Like, yeah. Just whatever.
But, yo, shout out to this person's evil ways. Incredible. I mean, was able to have, like,
I don't know how he could do that stuff.
She was like Nick Kroll.
Oh,
you
my
know
gosh.
She could, like, run, like, hey, how's it going, and it sounded like really good. And then be like, I'm the brother,
right? Oh my gosh, he's like playing three different. Yeah. He's like Dana Carvey before Dana Carvey.
Mike Myers.
Yeah,
like, give her a show.
What the fuck, bro?
But at the same time, though, like, she's also so naive. Like, she doesn't realize, like, the way when you hear her talk, she's like, okay, or for instance, when she fucking decides to fake her death the same day as the grandma, and find out the grandma died. That's, like, so evil.
So evil.
And so,
his family was crying, he was crying.
And she's like, I broke him, when she plays the brother and tells Monty that Linnea has died, and she's like, I broke him, like,
or the respirator.
Yeah. Monty. That shit's fucking insane. Please, people, watch this documentary.
Yo, this, yo, Renaya, you
Renaya, you evil bitch.
Yo, I know you might have, you know, forgiveness, and he forgave you at the end of that, but bro, that was some manipulative, deceitful, evil.
Yeah. But she doesn't, like, perceive it as that, is the craziest part. Like, she kind of does, but
I don't think she really does. She doesn't take it seriously.
No. And then you get Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil comes in.
I mean, bro, this is why I believe Manti, because his own mom was on the phone crying with this fake person on the other end, because her mom, who actually passed away
from cancer.
Like, how dirty can you be, bro?
Oh, and then she gets reincarnated at one point.
So, yeah,
it's me. It's me.
Yo, he was like, what do you want me to do? He was like, you gotta be like, you know, I wouldn't even know how I really don't know like how I would do in a situation like that.
I don't know either, because like, he had the full spotlight on him and right. He turned. And I think that was a big part of why Renaya tried to keep the thing alive for the attention, you know, to kind of leech off of it. But he played it all wrong.
Like, his homeboys were even like, yeah, man, I don't know. Oh, you know, yeah. Like, you know. But he was such a positive. No one had any ill will to say about Manti. You know, most sports players, they'll have some like, I don't know, sketchy, whatever. But all of his homies, his roommates were like, yo, he's a nice guy.
But relatable. I never trust anybody. That's like, I don't trust Drew Brees.
I know you say that. I always
say this. Like, I don't trust anybody. But look at
where he came from. This humble background, the island he came from. Like, he even said it. There's three: religion, family, football.
Yeah.
Like, there's no room for anything else.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Polynesians are some of the most fierce linebackers.
Troy Polamalu.
Yeah, exactly. And anybody who plays for USC, apparently. Mm-hmm. Or SC, as they called it.
It was just, I felt everything, man. When I was watching it, I just felt every bit. I just was like, damn, this dude went, that's a lot, man. Yeah. Hey, he's probably nicer than me because I wouldn't went crazy. I'd have been like, bro, I'm hunting you.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm hunting you.
Or at least get your, like, cousins, like, to go jump Renaya.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no, it's insane. And then the Deadspin people, too. Yeah, I mean, assholes. The assholes. But they're not, though,
either. What I like how Deadspin turned it around, because they were like, we weren't focusing on Manti Te'o because they turned around him being gay or whatever.
No, and they wanted to bust ESPN for false journalism.
Yeah, that's all they wanted to do. And Sports Illustrated. They just wanted to get them to be like, y'all didn't check your sources?
Yeah.
Like, are you serious? ESPN? I would have done the same thing, too, from like a small little, you know, if y'all don't know who Deadspin are, they're like the Reddit of that time, I guess, trash. Sort of say. Yeah. Yeah, so that's all they were trying to do. But and then also, it turned around and it was like...
Keep this in mind. If you're ever famous, this is what people are doing to you. Oh, you know, they're looking some magazine, at you. Yeah. Like, with everything. That guy...
That
like,
dude hunted for that information. Yeah,
how creepy was that guy? He could find anything on the internet?
Yeah.
How would you rate this documentary? I think it's three. I think it's a three swiper.
I was like, don't power it, but it's a three swiper.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I'm with you on that.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
I remember when it happened.
Yeah.
But I also remember, because I still kind of think he's gay. Like, I think it's a closeted thing.
Mm-hmm.
He might not be, and there's nothing wrong with being gay. It's just like, I think that's some closeted behavior. You know, I don't know. But also, he's like, so busy with football.
But I'm saying, for someone that never seen it, like, how could he, you know, he's never even seen the. That was the whole point. So that's why it was weird when people were calling him out. He's gay, like, because this dude. I'm like, but how could he be? He thought he was a girl the whole time. Like, what? It wasn't like he was passing off as a guy. Like,
no, but it's like, why are you passing up on these fucking thousands and thousands of girls?
I know. Notre I saw. Dame? I know. He saw. I saw. Well, I don't know, bro. I don't think he was though. I think that's
the, at the end, and he's like. But that's kind of why I didn't like the documentary, because right. I think they did cover.
Because I think he definitely was not that poster of a boy. Yeah. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
Because they did show a little scene where he was like kind of bro with the girl and stuff. I was like, you know, because when you're that number one.
Yeah. But he goes on like Katie Couric and they're like, are you gay, Manti?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, far from it. Far from it. It's like, damn, he probably was slaying out there.
Bruh. That's what I'm saying. You saw, that's what I'm saying. You know, it was like,
I mean, come on, dude. You're like the number one. You're Zach Morris.
Bro. Yeah, he was king of Notre Dame. Yeah, bro.
You're Zach Morris.
Yes, he was the.
You're handsome. You're 6'1".
Oh, man. He was the only thing about Notre Dame that was popular at that time. He was. You're telling me the dude that. At least, I know he was Norman Christian, but I don't give a damn.
Yeah, that's a lot of temptation. The devil. The devil was going around Notre Dame, friend.
I don't care what he says. He was...
He was knocking on his door.
He was having some nocturnal activities. Let's just say that.
But yeah, that was kind of my only issue with
You don't think Jordan Tar Heels, North Carolina, Chapel Hill. You don't think he was out
there? Oh, yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Bodies, 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 bodies.
Are you serious?
All those white girls at Durham or where? Chapel Hill. Oh, yeah. Come on.
You serious? You saw Michael Jeffrey Jordan wasn't out there? Oh, okay. Let's just stop. Because we know.
Yeah.
We know.
Anyway, Montaya will be fine. We looked it up. He's remarried.
Yeah, and his wife's hot.
He is married. Mm-hmm. His wife's hot.
Yeah.
And
he's actually looks like he is a pretty good looking dude in this documentary.
He looks better today than he ever did in college.
He looks like he could be related to Jason Momoa or Rock. I mean, someone one of those. You know, like how they're all like.
Polynesians look alike? Okay.
Well, no, like they all have like that.
Trying to get us canceled?
No. Well, you know how in Fast and Furious where he had his whole family and half of them were like actual his cousins in the actual movie? Like Roman Reigns is the WWE. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Not saying like that. It seems like he was built like he could be part of their family. That's all I'm saying. Like,
yeah. No, I mean, they're built like that. They're like, that's why they're
that's
fucking,
what I'm saying. Like
even The Rock.
They're monsters, bro. Yeah. Know?
And The Rock's
Jimmy Fly Sucker.
His nephew, I think, plays for West Virginia.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they're all built. Like, and I'm not trying to call him in a box. He even said it in the thing. All they do is play football.
Yeah. They don't play offense, though.
Yeah.
They all play defense.
That's weird. You're right. Wise.
You never see him. Not even a
wide receiver. I know, right?
Anyway, let's move on. That's a must watch, you ask me. Next up, we have The Terminal Is. This is the one that
my dad
has been begging me to watch.
I'm not going to beg him to watch, but if your dad's a listener to this, shout out Pops. I feel you, me and you, if we're eye to eye on this. Like, Black Ops, deep undercover, good story plot,
Chris
good
Pratt.
Action. I mean, bro, if you can't appreciate Chris Pratt's come up, I mean... I don't know what else to say. It's like I said, I was referring to him during the pre-production that it's like Jim from The Office being in Jack Ryan. It's like, yo,
which
how do they
both,
go?
That was a good point because they're both Amazon Prime. It is interesting,
right?
The pattern.
And they're both the comedian and both in their respectable parts. They're almost like the dry, like kind of sense of humor.
So who's next up, I wonder then, like as far as like a comedian from a TV show? Going on.
Well, there hasn't been really that many good series compared to Parks and Recs and The Office. I mean, those are some top 10 shows right there.
Abbott Elementary.
Yeah, you're right. But Chris was in everything. Everybody Hates Chris. And he was in a couple of episodes of Walking Dead.
Yeah, he was. I forgot about that.
So he's maybe him. Maybe so.
Well, I'm glad that reminded me of something for later. I'm going to push that.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So how are you feeling about this show?
Bro, all right. Look, y'all, if you love Jason Bourne,
okay.
If you love Legends, which was a Netflix series starring the head Starks guy, Ned Starks from Game of Thrones. If you like anything like deep cover, just conspiracy theorists, almost action, good quality, good scenes, good acting, all that in combination, watch The Terminalist. I'm like dead ass, bro. Like IMDb is not lying. 8 out of 10.
Okay.
I mean, the scenes are lit, and it's just, it's really good. So, Chris Pratt, and he's a partner up with Tyler Kitschitz, which is, he was in the Hollywood Brad Pitt.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
He was the bad guy. He was a guy on the horse.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The guy on the horse in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Remember, he dude got his ass kicked, and he was running down on the horse? He was also in...
No, that's not him.
All right,
that's Austin Butler.
Oh, it is?
Elvis. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because you blew my mind with
you're
that.
Right,
fact,
you're right, you're right, you're right. But ago. Do you say they look... He was in The American as the bad guy.
Yeah.
But they do just look just alike. Just slightly. A little bit.
Now you're trying to say all white people look alike.
Well, I'm not saying that. You're putting words in my mouth. But the movie's good. He's in Battleship Friday Night Lights.
Yeah. He was Gambit, I think, even in the Wolverine movie.
Mm-hmm. He's a... partner up with Chris Pratt and their homies, and they're taking down the government.
Taking down the government.
It's deep. I can't go into it. I got three episodes left.
No spoilers.
So I'll definitely be done with it by the time we come back around.
So is this a watch?
This is a watch. This is a 100%. Super watch. Yeah. I'm not selling it to you. I'm selling it to the listeners.
To the people.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime.
Yep. And it's high quality, shot very well. In California, nonetheless. What? Yeah.
Ain't no government out there.
Why not? You got one of the biggest seaports. My brother is in the Navy. What are you talking about? They got a base out there.
Get
yourself right.
I guess you're right. Sorry.
We're in America.
We your got brother's everything. Where? San Diego?
Right now he's in Florida, but he had an option to be stationed in San Diego.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Mm-hmm. The only reason why he didn't is family. You don't want to be stationed where you're not close to your family.
But you can go surfing every day?
That's what I said. I would have went to San Diego, but they have kids, so it's like a bigger thing. You know when to watch kids, a new area. So, damn. Yeah. I would have chose. It was that, too. He had Japan was one of his options, too.
Yeah, damn. Yeah. Where? Okinawa?
No. Like, I think they have one like in... Yeah, Okinawa. Yeah.
Okinawa?
Somewhere close over there.
Nice. Yep. Damn.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, shout out
Turmoil. Side 2.
Oh, that's Side 2? He has kids?
2.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that. Yo, shout out to your kids. Good man, good man. Moving on, Game of Thrones, House of Dragons, House of D. It premiered. HBO was crashing.
It crashed?
Yeah, mine did.
No, mine didn't.
I watched about 30 minutes of like going, having to redo it. And I was like, and the episode was long. It was over an hour.
Oh.
And so I just watched it the next day.
I was lost in it. I couldn't even tell it was an hour.
Really?
I
could because I kept having to look at the goddamn timeline.
Damn.
Yeah. But I thought it was pretty good.
Pretty good?
Well, yeah. Well, it's too soon.
I know. But for the first episode, it gave us a lot.
Well, that was kind of my only issue. It was like gave you everything Game of Thrones has. You know, like... orgies, you know, battling, goriness.
Yeah.
What else? But politics.
You're barbaric back then.
No, I know, but it did. It's weird because that's like Game of Thrones started that shit. You know what I mean? And it was so original back then. Mm-hmm. Now it's like, oh, this is Game of Thrones 2.0.
Yeah, but you get to see the freaking... There's way more knives in the Game of Thrones in the area, you know? Because in the Game of Thrones, the throne is just the knives in the background. But in this one...
Oh, they're everywhere.
Fucking everywhere. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's way more barbaric. Iron Throne looks way cooler.
Fire, yeah.
The main girl, I don't know the name
Millie
yet.
Alcock.
Lily, and her name's...
Millie Alcock. That's her name. Millie Alcock.
So is she supposed to be 9 years old?
I want to say she's at least, said? I want to say, I don't think she's 9. She's got to be at least 13, 14 at that time. I want to say that.
I was thinking about that. Yeah. So I looked her up.
Because you know they were 22. Young in the Game of Thrones time before. You know they start them off young, so.
But I was trying to find how old she is in the show. Because I'd have to rewatch
9? She was a cupbearer. So, I mean, I don't know. 9? She was in the room. I don't know. I think she could have been at least 13.
But it's like, how weird is it when you like cast for a show? You're like, hey, in 4 more seasons, you're going to be having sex, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's weird, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of like grooming.
Even where her mom was warning her. Even, you know, it was like, hey, you know.
Yeah, in the show. I'm talking about like.
That's what I'm thinking she had to be. I think that's how she had to be older because she was already of age.
They probably fuck at 16 back then. I mean,
well, get married. But my thing is that he was waiting for the son.
I mean, Elvis was with Priscilla at like 16 or something. Yeah.
I just think that she's at least 13. I want to say 13, 14 around that age.
Yeah. But she's great, though.
Oh, yeah. She plays a role.
Is going to be the heart of the show. You could tell.
It sucks. I thought the mom was good.
Yeah, I thought, let's just spoil a little spoiler for
I didn't
you.
Say, yeah, I didn't say none.
But whatever. Y'all should have been done watching it. If you're about that life.
Wednesday.
Yeah, this is game. We're talking Game of Thrones here. And we're not going to talk about it week by week.
No. That's just a brief synopsis.
We're going to wrap it up when the season's over, just like She-Hulk. We're going to try to stay away from all that. But anyway, back to show. I thought it was a really good setup, though. You know, it was a good pilot. Now we kind of know the stakes. We know what's happening. It's kind of like in the original Game of Thrones. Well, the original, the Hand of the King dies and Ned has to go.
Starts off more like Game of Thrones because in the book, it starts off the guys retreating back from the White Walkers. And when guy comes back alive and you know you're not supposed to come back.
Yeah.
And Ned Stark ends up killing the dude because he's like,
yeah,
what happened? He's he left the wall. He left. Well, I think he's supposed to die in battle.
Oh, is that what it was?
He killed him because he left. Well, he can't. Yeah, that's why he killed him.
Oh, I thought it was because he abandoned his duties and found him running away.
No, he came back to tell him. He was like, yo, no, we got White Walker. You know, he was trying to tell him and he was like, all right, well, you know, I got to kill you because you came back and you let you make it. So he told you about the White Walkers then, and they did it in this too. When he gives her, he's like, yo.
Yeah, the Song of Ice and Fire.
Like, this is. And so I like how I'm glad that they faked people out. They thought they were going to give you the Mad King.
And I know, I think, too.
I love the Duke.
I thought that, what's his name? Is it Damon?
Yeah. Damon. Yeah. His name's Matt Smith, the actor. But yeah, Damon.
Doctor Who.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be Rhaegar Targaryen. Mm-hmm. I was like super hyped. I thought he was going to be like battling like young, what's his name? Whoever the original king was, Robert Baratheon.
Yeah, like, that's what we thought. Yeah, but it's
This is 172 years. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Which I'm cool with that, though.
Well, yeah, it's cool because you get to see why the Targaryens are so respected. Now,
fast forward, I'm thinking after this, I'm thinking maybe we'll go back to the pre when there was just the elves and humans.
Spare me on that.
You don't want to see that?
They will. It's coming, brother. It's coming.
I would like to see when they first stab the guy with the White Walker and make him. I wouldn't mind seeing the prelude when it's the giants and the little kids walking around. Oh, I think
Might be pretty cool. Don't worry, Dana. It'll happen. Because money. Just because of money. If it makes money, it will happen.
Why wouldn't it? I think it's worth doing.
Because this is like HBO. It's like this. You're going to see it's this and Euphoria. You know, bread and butter.
Yeah. My wife's about to start watching that because someone's like, yo, watch Euphoria. And I was like,
it's fire.
But someone was at my job was like, I can't take, or someone, her, my brother-in-law was like, I can't take things with needles and things like that because my sister-in-law.
And that's
I was like, my friend says, is there something in there like that? He's like, yeah, I can't watch that then. So
second season, episode 5. Just skip episode 5 of second season and give him, you know, I'll write a synopsis for him. No needles involved. Right. I'll substitute it with pills.
But after had this conversation last pod, like, what does HBO have? So not HBO Max. I was just looking through, seeing after that. Well,
you saw the beginning when they're showing what's coming.
They have good. What's coming's good, but they still don't have that of a very well variety. Like,
and I will Titans. Get to what's coming.
I'm like, eh.
Well, that was like, but do people love that shit? I bet Cy too likes that.
He probably does.
Yeah, like. People love that shit. But there's something that's coming. I'm going to talk about later that I'm fucking super hyped for. Mm-hmm. But anyway, how did you feel about Matt Smith's character, Daemon Targaryen?
He played it well.
And he's going to be, it seems...
the antagonist.
I don't think so, though.
You don't think so? I don't think he'll fight
his niece. Really do anything, like...
deceive...
against the family.
Yeah. Not yet.
But now, you know how they are. Fucked up... King's Landing. That was brutal.
Oh yeah, that was brutal.
Cutting some arms off, bashing heads.
He kind of reminds you of Jaime Lannister.
Exactly who I thought of. Like, it's exactly it.
Good fighter.
Yeah.
Pretentious.
Yeah. All about family. I did it for Cersei.
Yeah. So but it's like you see the camaraderie he has with his niece though.
Yeah. But I was getting weird vibes from that.
Cause I almost thought that he was maybe doing that. That's what I was thinking, too. I was like, is he infatuated with his niece? I was like, that kind of sounds like...
They do that shit.
Yeah.
They do that shit. But she seems to have like a little boo thing.
With her handmaid.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a prediction. I think the king, he ain't going to make it.
Nah, I think he has the dragon scale.
You do?
Remember in the Game of Thrones where you get touched and the home dude had the little scales that grow from your skin and he had to like, was trying to, because they don't know what it is. Remember they show his shirt popping up and you're like, yo, what is it? It looks like the dragon scale from home dude.
Jorah.
Got it from Khaleesi's right hand man. Yeah, it touched him and he turned into the scale, but I think he has it because they're like looking at it. They're like, I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And we know from watching Game of Thrones, like you touch that stuff.
Yeah, and Valeria.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think that's what he has.
Yeah, I miss that.
Because remember, he has a shirt up like that.
But it's just like, I don't see him. I know he explains at one point the stakes to the young princess, and basically like to the Iron Throne is the most dangerous, whatever. And mm-hmm. I'm like, girl, you about to get that fucking seat in about two episodes.
I think so too. Yeah, something's about to happen. Well, he's not built. Well, yeah, he's not. His brother even said it.
Well, they came from peaceful times.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, we'll see. And then it was cool to see how they like chose like this person as heir, you mm-hmm. know? Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm fucking with it. And I'm just happy that.
You got to see the throwback Stark when everybody was pledging their allegiance.
Yeah.
You got to see like, yo, that's like.
The fan service. And there's some houses that like we got wiped out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we didn't even know existed. Mm-hmm. So it's tight, but I'm kinda it's weird not having the horror aspect. Not having the White Walkers.
Because yeah, they're not there yet. Well, they're there. I think they have to be there, right?
They're there, but they're not like
they're probably like,
I don't even think they're fucking with the wall yet right. at all. Because, yeah. like, they just start doing
right,
that.
Right, right. Because of the watch. I heard him talking about the watch. Go back to the watch.
Yeah, like, the wall is there.
Yeah.
But I don't think that the White Walkers are... And which is kind of like, damn, that was such like a... I like that aspect.
And know? I think that he is more like... Because remember Jaime Lannister, Matt Smith? He's like, go back to your wife at the place that... Remember Jaime had the little rock castle with the wife he was supposed to be with and stuff? Yeah. But he never went back to that castle. And this dude has the castle he's supposed to be at with his wife. And he's like nah. Yeah. And then he flies. He's got his home girl. He's like, you know what? Bum, I'm out. Yeah. Like, you know? So I think he's about to turn up real hard right now. Because I think what it seems like they both have their own dragons. It seems like. The guy. I don't know if the king has his own, but...
I forgot. They say how many. I think there's five.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty... I'm fucking with it.
And I'm almost wondering if it's the same kingdom as when she went back to the dragon. Remember in the Game of Thrones, she went back to the dragon throne, wherever they...
Hang out.
Wherever the Targaryens original... Is that where they're at? They're in... I think they're in the...
I don't know.
Lancaster, whatever they call that.
Oh, no, isn't it the Vale?
Yeah, I don't think they're at their dragon spot where they're actual Targaryen. Yeah. Remember, because that's where they were planning the whole thing in Game of Thrones. She actually started from there. She went back and was like, oh, this is where it's Targaryens and the dragons and stuff. Shit, yeah. That was a sweet scene, too. Yeah, the dragon's mouth looking over the ocean.
Yeah.
That was fire.
But I think he had to go back to the Vale. Was that not?
I think, yeah.
He says there's like go back to the Vale. Fuckers up there or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they're like real boring. Yep. So I think he'll be in the Vale. I don't know, but it's cool. And I'm just glad it's not shit, you know?
Yeah.
That's like, that's all I really wanted. Because like Star Wars, like Marvel, you know, like the New Orleans Saints... Y'all keep failing me, but I keep coming back. I don't know what it is. So it's not a next, of course.
No. It's definitely not a next.
And I think this one episode is a tiny little slice. I think we're going to get a lot of characters and all that shit.
Yeah.
I'm liking the budget. It's looking good. So that's about it for the episode. I did want to just talk real quick about what's upcoming. In the trailer, right before they show all the HBO shit, I don't know if you noticed this, but The Last of Us. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of the best video games of all time. I've beaten it a billion times. The second one was okay, but Pedro Pascal, the Mandalorian, is going to be the lead in The Last of Us. I can't even remember his name right now. I'm disappointed in myself. Nick Offerman is playing his brother. Don't know how I feel about that. I don't know who's playing Ellie, but it's basically about a journey through America in a post-apocalyptic world where there's these like zombies, and the zombies are like these mushroom spores get into your blood, and that's what makes you a zombie. It's fucking awesome. It looks great. And most video games shit ends up being terrible.
Yeah.
But this looks like it could be fucking awesome. The trailer looks dope. And I can even, I'm looking at it and I'm like, I know that scene. I know where that is. I know where that is. So I'm super fucking hyped on that.
Yeah.
And I mean, HBO seems like they got a nice, I mean, Hacks, all this other stuff. They're still somehow doing, what's it called? Gary or Barry Gary. That's the name of this episode, Gary.
Yeah.
Barry. And I'm super fucking hyped on The Last of Us, though. And I think y'all need to prepare. Best prepare. All right? All right. You got anything coming up?
Yes. The Woman King, starring Viola Davis. This looks like it's about to be intense. It's A Woman King is an upcoming American historical epic film that's based on all female warriors. And it's going to be lit. I don't know if y'all seen the previews. I mean, I love Viola. She's my girl. Oh, so yeah. She could do no wrong in my, you know what I mean? How to Get Away with Murder. Oh gosh, in this, yes. So I am very.
And she's probably like 50.
Yes, I'm very hype on this. It's, I think, slated to come out September 16th. Yeah. So right around the corner, Sony Pictures doing their thing. And Black Adams. I'm just not hype on this. So I'm going to hit the next. Oh, it's not even out yet, but I'm going to hit the next. I'm just not, I'm over the rock.
Yeah, I'm not, to me, it's just too much. It's like The Rock. It's not, it's Black Adam as The Rock. You know, it's not.
Exactly. That was a perfect way to put it. Yeah. I'm not watching.
Just over it. I kind of hope. I don't want it to be a flop.
I don't want it to be a flop because I like The Rock, but
Well, DC can't afford a flop like right now. They're going through a lot of shit and they can't afford a flop. So I think it will be a flop though.
I think so too.
Oh, one thing I was reading about the Woman King, I forgot the name of this tribe where the women became
warriors. I'm not going to pronounce it because it'd be disrespectful, but it's A-G-O-J-I-E. Pronounce how you want, listeners, but that's the name of the tribe.
I don't know.
I'm not even going to do it.
I'm not going to get canceled like my boy F.N. Mecca. Nah. But the Wakanda, the women soldier, that's who they're based off of.
Okay. Yes, all-female warrior unit who's protected the African kingdom, Dahomey, in the 19th century. So, I think it's going to be... I think it could win some awards.
They're like known by the colonists as Amazons. It looks badass.
It does.
I don't know if it'll win an award. I don't think so. It's that kind of movie.
I don't know.
It's like 300. You know, it's like action.
What was 300 when it came out? Everybody was trying to get abs when 300 came out.
I'm still trying to get abs since 300 came out. Doesn't seem to be working for me.
This is Mega
Podcast. That's it for the week, I believe. We're going out on some Young Nudie. Just dropped an album, one of Atlanta's finest. I feel like this song's called Impala. I feel like Young Nudie, he never wanted to blow up. He just like wants to stay in his little Atlanta pocket. But now that Gunna and Young Thug are locked up.
Viola Davis is also in the new Hunger Games. The Ballad of the Songbird. So is Peter Dinklage and Jason Schwartz.
Who's the lead, though?
Tom Bellith, I think, and Rachel Zegler.
Who's Rachel? Can you show me Rachel Zegler? Pull up in the all black Impala 4D. Me and my dog Creep, we got one finna put his head to sleep. I don't think he see me coming when I'm going to hit him on the street. You know you get the stopping. Oh, Hunter Schaefer, that's the trans actress from Euphoria.
I'm over the Hunger Games too. Next that shit.
But that's what I'm just trying. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like,
I have to say next.
If there is intellectual property that people are fans of, like, you think we're done with Harry Potter?
No, they just put out the series on Amazon.
Oh no, that's like a different one.
Oh, okay. Maybe it was Lord of the Rings or something? I don't know.
No. So Lord of the Rings dropped. I think that dropped September 2nd. Okay. So we're going to have Lord of the Rings and House of Dragons same time. Dude, you're a fantasy nut. This is it. You're about to blow your load. We're not going to know what to do in December when it's all over. Listen to Young Nudie, not F.N. Mecca.
You like J.I.D.?
Yeah, but he's been getting a lot of press lately. Good stuff. I just always felt like he never blew up. He's always been around. He has this one song, I forgot what it's called, but it's an absolute banger. You know what I'm talking about? It's probably his biggest song. I'm feeling like I'm selling when your hoe get on my slate. I pay your bitch rent just to find out where you lay. This money on your head, I know it.
stomping, hit them crowd the street. You know we get the stomping, get the running. Who that is?
Double ATO.
But that 223, that bitch gon' hit him from a head to the feet. That pussy nigga.
I think it's called Enemy.
Nah, ain't sweet. They must ain't told you.
Or might be Stick.
Yeah, that's all. You talking about Kenny Mason. That's on Dreamville, Stick.
No, it's not Stick.
Oh, okay.
He's on there. All right, y'all. Catch y'all next week.